This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. A total of 60.09% voter turnout was recorded in the fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections yesterday. In this phase, 49 parliamentary constituencies spread over six states and two union territories went to polls. According to the Election Commission, Baramulla in Jammu and Kashmir recorded the highest percentage of voter turnout in 35 years with 56.73% of voting. While Bihar saw a voter turnout of 54.85%, Jharkhand saw a poll percentage of 63.07%, Ladakh recorded 69.62%, Maharashtra recorded around 54.29%, Odisha saw 67.59%, Uttar Pradesh recorded around 57.79%, and West Bengal saw a turnout of around 74.65%. A total of 695 candidates were in the electoral fray in this phase of elections. With the conclusion of this phase, polling for general elections is now completed in 25 states and union territories and 428 parliamentary constituencies. Polling is also complete for state legislative assemblies of Arunachal Pradesh, Sikkim, Andhra Pradesh and 63 assembly seats of Odisha State Assembly. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has alleged that Congress is a dynastic party and it serves for the interest of one family only. Addressing a public meeting at Gandhi Maidan in Motihari, Bihar today, Mr. Modi claimed that Congress party led the Indy Alliance will get a debacle in this Lok Sabha elections. Mr. Modi said he is truly inspired by teachings of Mahatma Gandhi on Satyagraha and Swachhagraha. But Congress failed to fulfill the dreams of Bapu. He said the idea to provide toilet to every household was inspired by Swachhagraha. He also highlighted the steps taken to provide electricity and gas connections to the poor people. The second rally of the Prime Minister in the state will be held in Goriakoti under Maharajganj Parliamentary Constituency this afternoon. The Delhi government has advised private and government-aided schools in the city to close for summer vacation with immediate effect till the 30th of June. In a circular, the Directorate of Education said all the schools were directed to observe summer vacation from 11th of May to 30th of June for this academic year. However, it has been noticed that some schools are still open during the ongoing severe heat waves. Najafgarh in the national capital was the hottest region in the country with 47.8 degrees Celsius on Sunday. Due to heat wave conditions in Ghaziabad, the district administration has announced that schools will be remaining closed till May 25 for students studying in nursery to class 8. Anti-Terrorism Day is being observed across the nation today. The day marks the death anniversary of former Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi, who was assassinated on this day in 1991 by a suicide bomber of the Liberation Tigers of Tamil Elam at Sri Perumbudur, a village near Chennai. It is observed to educate people about the negative impact of terrorism and violence on society and the nation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has paid tributes to the former Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi on his death anniversary today. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, Congress Parliamentary Party Leader Sonia Gandhi and Senior Congress Leader Rahul Gandhi paid floral tributes to the former Prime Minister at Veer Bhumi in New Delhi. The national flag is flying half-mast throughout the country, with one day state mourning being observed today as a mark of respect on the demise of Iranian President Dr. Sayed Ibrahim Raisi and Foreign Minister Hussein Amir Abdullahian. The President of Iran and Foreign Minister were killed in a helicopter crash. The presidential election will be held in Iran on 28th of June. IRNA reported that the election date was determined in a meeting attended by Iran's interim president Mohammad Mukhbir and others. Earlier, the country's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei appointed Vice President Mohammad Mukhbir as the interim president in the wake of President Ibrahim Raisi's death in a helicopter crash. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad will face Kolkata Knight Riders in Qualifier 1 in Ahmedabad at 7:30 this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.